Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Flick Fanatics. I'm your host, Jackson, and with me, as always, is co-host...
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm always with Jackson. We saw the film 42, the movie about Jackie Robinson, first African-American baseball player in the Major League Baseball Association. Yep. You want to give us a quick...
I mean, we don't really need to read the synopsis. It's about Jackie Robinson.
You know? That's what the movie's about. Yeah. And
him overcoming the racial barriers of professional baseball.
Yeah, it's a sports movie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a fan of sports movies, you're probably going to like this movie a lot. It's got a really good cast.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford is a pretty big part of the movie, too.
Chadwick Boseman, the guy who actually plays Jackie Robinson. One, looks like Jackie Robinson, and two, is an incredible actor.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. It's this movie is it's different than a lot of sports movies because they don't just focus on the sport. I mean, like, a lot of this movie really drives on the whole fighting racism thing,
mm-hmm.
and I think that that's something that needs to be addressed in something like this.
Yeah,
because it really. Like, kind of was a big deal.
It was a race-segregated time. And it was, you know, baseball, America's pastime. And then everybody got up in arms about the first African-American to play. And, I mean, the movie, it does a really good job of kind of tackling that race issue.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that part of it is... I thought the writing for this film was pretty solid. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't say it was the best ever, but, like, they really do a great job of telling a story and kind of keeping you on the edge of your seat the whole time for it. And the dialogue is pretty good for the most part. The acting, you know.
One thing I noticed about the dialogue, at least in the first half of the movie, every time someone would say something, like, dramatic music would start to play. And it was like they tried to put one of those, you know, like, heartfelt moments into every, like,
moment of the
every
movie,
conversation.
Scenes. You know what I was going to say was the opening scene of the film is Harrison Ford, who plays with the owner of the Dodgers, right?
Yes, Branch Rickey.
And he, the way they open the movie... It almost felt to me, like, with the music and stuff, like this was a scene in the middle of a movie.
Yeah.
I almost thought, like, we're just jumping right in. And that's kind of what you do. You do jump right in, and they kind of explain things as you go.
Yeah.
It's really not hard to follow at all.
No.
And it's actually a kind of a pleasure to watch because it's really fun. It's a fun movie, but it's also very serious. And they do touch a lot of very important topics in the movie.
One thing I also really liked was... some of the shots, camera shots, were just striking. Like, really, really nice. And you could tell they were, you know, edited computer-wise.
Some
and
them,
it was a green screen
the
for the most part
too,
in the stadiums. Yeah. But the CGI was good. It looked real.
Yeah.
But you can always tell, you know?
Yeah.
But it was definitely well done.
That was what I was going to say was the baseball scenes in particular.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a fan of... like baseball movies and the stuff that happens, like the action in the game.
Uh-huh.
It's they do a great job of that too. It's not just a story that's good. It's the sports aspect of it. The
mm-hmm.
actual sports playing is really cool.
Yeah,
a lot of good slow motion shots.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good builds with the music with it and
good choreography.
Yeah,
diving.
Oh,
and
definitely. Yeah,
sprinting and all sorts of you know stuff you'd see in baseball.
Yeah,
and a really exciting game of baseball and. They brought it to the big screen really well. It didn't look too cheesy, you know. It wasn't, oh, I'll dive for this, I'll dive for that. But it was like, it felt realistic. I mean,
And the thing I liked about this movie, I think we should kind of compare it to other sports movies because a lot of times, like we were saying, or you and I were kind of talking about The Blind Side and how they sort of try to make you feel a certain way for the... character, they try to make you feel a certain way about him.
Mm-hmm.
For this movie, I thought they were pretty straightforward and honest, and they kind of left it up to you what you thought of him, because it was like, he speaks for himself the way he is, you know? And,
he's not the most outgoing, I guess, or I don't know how to put it. He wasn't, I don't want to say he wasn't a friendly guy, but it's he didn't come off as friendly at first.
Yeah, and the cool part is they explain reasons for mm-hmm. it too. You know, they kind of go into a little detail about why he acts and mm-hmm. why he's kind of got an attitude, you know, towards certain things. And it's all understandable. I mean, looking at this, for instance, here's an example from the movie. This isn't giving away anything. But they're in an airport at one part, and his wife uses the whites-only bathroom. And they basically take his ticket privilege away and give it to someone else mm-hmm. and let someone else on the plane. And you can tell, you know, he's got feelings, you know, he's a person. Mm-hmm. It's not like some of these movies you see where they make these characters out to be unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a very believable movie. It's, you know, obviously a true story, and they definitely tell you that. And, it was a great movie.
Yeah, it was a fantastic movie. I put it up there with other sports movies of the like Remember the Titans?
Definitely.
Probably by far the best sports movie, in my opinion.
I can agree with that. I would think so.
It tackles such a heavy subject. Tackle, no pun intended. But race is always a touchy subject, and the 42, just like Remember the Titans, really, you know, did a good job of kind of making, you know,
A point. Because there are a lot of times in the movie where you kind of you're rooting against these racist mm-hmm. guys. You're like, oh, come on, why you gotta be such a jerk?
Yeah,
you know? And
oh
it's like, because some, and they're very honest about the whole, the use of the N-word and mm-hmm. stuff. And you can tell, I mean, it was obviously, it wasn't a big deal back then. And now watching it, you know, we're in a time where we're trying to move forward into mm-hmm. a lot of stuff for our society, and it's kind of interesting to know that some of that racism is still around, and it's kind of mm-hmm. sad, you know?
Yeah, some parts of the South, they're still fighting the Civil War. You know, it's been 150 years, something like that. And it's like,
it amazes
nothing
me.
Has changed.
It amazes me.
It's ridiculous.
Sort of like, when are you going to step out of your bubble and wake up?
Yeah, right? Get off the porch and just accept the things that have happened, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to come on here and be a anti-racism person and put that. Well, you know, I am anti-racist, so if you're a racist, go
fart yourself. And stop watching our show. Soon to be watching.
Very soon. We do, in the... We're going to have season 2 starting in a week or two, a couple weeks. We're going to be doing Iron Man 3 as our first episode.
Video episode.
We're really looking forward to that. And, so we're still going to be doing the audio podcasts on the side of past films that are out already. We'll have those up on iTunes and stuff. But we're going to try to work our way into video episodes and mm-hmm. video sketches and that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Not just, you know, us sitting behind a table talking about the movie.
There's going to be a lot.
A little extra, you know.
Some bonus.
Some zip.
Yeah.
Some flair, you know.
But anyways, this film, though, I really didn't have many complaints about this movie.
No.
I think, like I said, some of the only complaints are a couple lines, dialogue. It really wasn't even a big deal, though.
Yeah.
And like I said, the acting is awesome all across the whole cast. Mm-hmm. Everybody I thought was very impressive.
Yep.
And I'd like to see more of this actor who played Jackie Robinson. I'd like to see him in more movies.
Me too.
I think he's a very good actor.
He's hardly been in anything, at least what I was looking on IMDb. I hope to see him in more recent, you know, some more new movies, because he did a great job.
Yeah, I can kind of see him playing a lot of roles, too. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, he's got the sports guy down.
Yep.
And now, next, you know, he can kind of go wherever. I think this movie's going to give him a lot of good recognition mm-hmm. because it's a very good film. And I do hope, I would like to point this out, I think that Place Beyond the Pines and this movie 42, which is not a prequel to movie 43, it's a standalone film, so if you thought it's related to that comedy. This is not a comedy, though. It does have some funny bits. But I do think that these two films are the best films of the year so far.
Absolutely.
And I do think both of them deserve Oscar recognition.
Yeah. But seeing as how they were both released pretty early in the year, hopefully they don't get overlooked come award season, because...
You know, which they probably will be overlooked, honestly.
Well, one can hope that they won't be.
Oh, well, I'm hoping.
Yeah, because this movie, one of the best sports movies around, and The Place Beyond the Pines, one of the best movies around.
Agreed.
Like, unbelievable. Both are just unbelievable.
Definitely. So what would you give this movie out of a score?
Out of five, okay. As a sports movie, seeing as how there are a bunch of pretty bad sports movies, I'd say a 4
out of
home runs out of 5.
4 home runs out of 5. That's pretty good. I think I'm with you on this one. As a sports movie and as a movie in general, I would give this movie 4 grand slams out of 5 grand slams, because they really hit this one out of the park. I would love to, like I said, I'd love to see more of this guy, this Harrison Ford guy. I'd like to see more of that guy too.
Yeah, pretty his good face actor. Looks so familiar.
He's from something, I don't know. He's the face, the nose too, I could tell.
American Graffiti, that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, George Lucas, right?
Yep.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah. American classic.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, that about does it for us. you know, thanks again for tuning in this first season. We had a lot of fun doing this.
It's been a blast.
And we hope to keep doing, you know, all types of media for you.
Uh-huh. Not just...
Flick Fanatics in all forms.
Yeah, not just movies.
Yeah. Let's branch out.
Maybe branch out into other stuff. TV, music, whatever. Whatever we're really, you know, feeling.
And we're also going to be doing some videos of all sorts of funny stuff that we think is funny. You might not think it's funny, but we do, so it's going to be posted.
Matter.
So, you know, you can check that out, too. We might have some stuff soon.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you, and we will see you back here in a
couple weeks with Iron Man 3.
We'll actually see you.
Yeah. Oh, they'll see us.